Now that is the sound of a few thousand miniature dairy milks tumbling along the conveyor belt.
We've arrived at a sign that says welcome to the home of cream eggs. Annual target 350 million.
We produce around 600,000 eggs a shift. That's 12 hours, 1.2 million eggs a day.
Tell me a bit about yourself. You're an apprentice here.
Yeah, I'm a second year engineering apprentice. My name's Sam Dare. I'm 19 years old from Longbridge.
Right, so you're gonna have a look around?
Yeah. This is a cream egg, and we start off with the depositing line, where we have your first chocolate shell, cream one, cream two in the yolk.
So you're on an engineering apprenticeship. What do you do here?
Get involved in projects, help to improve the plant, learn the trade, learn what the guys have been doing here for 30 or 40 years, really.
What made you decide to choose an apprenticeship over, say, going on to do university?
You've got that transition into the world of work. Courses are paid for, that's a bonus.
A year in university can be up to about £9,000 in tuition fees. Was that a factor for you when you made your decision?
Money is a big factor, but really getting involved in such a name, such a brand, that's the big thing about this apprenticeship scheme.
How much chocolate do you eat?
At the end of the day, producing chocolate, you've got to have some later on, haven't you?
I'm Fraser Coley, 19 years old, from Castle Vale, Birmingham. I'm a fourth year engineering apprentice, currently doing a foundation degree.
How good is it for you to be able to be in work but still getting higher education at the same time?
Well, you're not just learning the theory side, you can actually see what's going on. Going to work, you'll add together of what you've actually been learning.
Was university on the foreground for you before you joined Cadbury's?
Put an application in for doing A-levels, but the benefits from coming to Cadbury's just stood out to me more than A-levels in university, especially earning more learning and not getting into debt, basically.
And do you ever look back to your GCSE day and think, I wish I'd done anything different?
No, I think I chose the right path in what I've done.
Where do you see yourself with Cadbury in 5 or 10 years time?
Well, in 5 years I hope to be working as a tradesman, and then hopefully one day I can go higher into team leader, management, and then maybe even higher.
I'm Mark Edwards. I've been here for 26 years now, currently control engineer.
How important is the role of apprenticeships?
The apprenticeships and the young are the future. These are what we need to be investing our time and money into, so that this business here has got a future at Bourneville and in Birmingham.
Those cynics would say apprenticeship, oh, that's just cheap labour, isn't it?
We're investing a lot of time and money into apprentices to give them to be our future for them, so they're not cheap labour, they're paid a very good wage.
What advantage is there to taking somebody 16, fresh in their GCSEs at school, rather than taking a graduate?
A younger person can be more receptive to our ideas and our cultures, so they'll have their own life experiences and we can learn from those as well.
If somebody comes in as an apprentice, can they have the same aspirations as, say, a graduate within the company?
When people have come in through as apprenticeships and they've got aspirations to go anywhere within the business, even within the world of Mondelez, there is no boundaries.